Vectis Radio. Vectis Radio. FM 104.6. Bringing the island's community together.
Right, you're listening to the afternoon show with me, Kelvin, and you,
Maggie.
And we have Sue from Doris Pinks. Good afternoon, Sue.
Hello.
Hello. Now, you are a florist by profession.
I am, yes.
Yes. Yeah. So, just briefly about you then. How did you get into floristry? Was that a straightforward thing from school, or was it something that took you a while?
It took me a little while, I have to say. I was a Saturday girl in a flower shop in my youth many years ago. I didn't even consider floristry as a career. Went off and did banking for 13 years.
All right.
Yes, I was a boring banker for 13 years.
I'm sure you weren't a boring banker.
Oh, yes. Got to where I thought I wanted to be in the bank and hated it because it was very, at that time, sales-driven and target-driven. And I thought, what else do I know anything about? And I thought, well, I know a little bit about floristry and flowers from being the Saturday girl. So decided to start my business. Luckily went part-time in the bank until the flowers sort of took off. And 18 years later, I'm still here. And
18 years?
Yes.
You've been running that business for 18 years?
18 years,
My goodness.
I know, it's quite scary when you think of that, isn't it?
Because
it feels like 5 years, but not 18. Yeah.
Don't look old enough.
Oh, bless you.
And I know this because I know you from other parts of business, but there is a story behind the name, isn't there, Doris Pinks?
There is, yeah. Doris is actually my nan's name. So that's originally where it came from. Doris Pinks is a type of flower, a very old-fashioned flower, and pink is my favourite colour, so that's where it all sort of ties in and comes together.
We could never guess that pink is your favourite colour.
Pink and glitter, and I'm happy.
Yes, we're well aware of your liking for glitter. And nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not.
Wrong with that. So, business-wise, did you have a good Christmas? Was it busy?
Yes, it wasn't too bad at all. It was a bit strange in the fact that how the holidays fell. But in terms of sort of business-wise, touch wood, it was on a par, so it was fine.
That's good.
Okay. Now, not just for you, but for generally for floristry, that's one of the busier times of the year, isn't it, Christmas?
Yes, it is, yeah. Yeah, we've kind of got Christmas, and now luckily, we're sort of 6 weeks' time, we've got Valentine's Day.
Right.
And then 4 weeks after that, Mother's Day.
Yes.
That should keep you busy then for a little while.
Definitely, and then we're into wedding season, so...
Of course.
Yeah, so kind of once Christmas is out of the way, we're kind of on a roll then.
Yes.
So, I mean, people get married all round, all through the year, don't they? But what's the peak season? What's it start and finish roughly?
Really, May to September, October.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, so that sounds about right. Although I have been to a Christmas wedding before now.
Yes.
I've got a wedding to go to next weekend.
All right. Okay.
So friends getting married. So I can't think of anything worse getting married in the middle of January. But it's something nice to look forward to for us guests.
Yes, I think so.
My very first wedding, I got married on the 1st of January.
Did you? Mm. Oh gosh.
Not to me.
Oh, bless.
No. No, we got married in February.
We did.
Did you?
In half term.
Yeah. It fitted in.
But for obvious reasons.
For obvious reasons. What we'll do, we'll take a track into the break and then we'll come back and talk about what sort of flowers fit, what sort of occasion, that kind of thing.
Okay.
If that suits you. Wow, the Wham.
Obviously, the Wham. Especially for Sue.
Yes.
Thank you. My favourite.
Yes, we've got Sue from our friends at Doris Pinks here. Now, we're going to talk about flowers for occasions.
Yes, I thought we'd talk firstly about Valentine's Day. Are there any special designs, or do people want different things? Or
design?
Do men differ from women? Obviously they do. I mean, choosing flowers.
Design-wise, we're sort of working on it this week. We tend to do a lot of things like the rainbow roses and blue roses. We like to try and do things that are slightly out of the box, really.
Yep.
I have to say men are very traditional. They think red roses and that's it, which is great, which is fine. But, we like to try and give them different options out there. And, yeah, we don't have an awful lot of ladies buying flowers, but... They have things that are a bit more unusual, I think. They like something a little bit different, so that's what
sometimes,
we like to try and do.
Yes, but if you've got a same-sex couple, would they not buy for each other?
Yes, they do. We do a lot of same-sex flowers, which is lovely, absolutely lovely. And say, you know, not to be cliche, but a lot of the rainbow roses,
they do like
those, obviously the symbolism of those.
Yeah.
So. But Valentine's Day is going to be really busy, so if you're going to get flowers, you need to get in early, don't you?
You do. We are taking orders. We actually took a Valentine's order before Christmas, so never too early. So,
no.
Don't leave it too late.
And then, of course, that's followed by Mother's Day.
Yeah, 4 weeks after we've got Mother's Day. And we've got,
do you have different designs for those? Or?
We very much do. With Mother's Day, I think because obviously it's flowers for ladies and there are so many different flowers. You have ladies coming in saying, my mum's favourite flower is Lily of the Valley, yeah, or something. That it's not always something you'd currently or you'd have in stock all the time. But it's something that we can get. Yeah. So we can get, you know, the more specific things.
So with Mother's Day, are there a lot of these sort of traditional, quite not terribly exciting pot plants that go out as well?
Unfortunately, but again, we try and do it outside of the box. So
I seem to recall, you know, Mother's Day, it's we'll get Mum a pot plant because that'll last ages.
Yeah.
If she's got enough children, she ends up with four or five pot plants.
Unfortunately, but we do a lot of orchids, but we try and go for the more unusual ones, the spotty ones, the stripy ones, something a little bit different.
Nice.
So it's just to get some ideas for people out there to... Yeah. I mean, I have to say there are other florists available.
There
just
are.
For legal reasons. But these are ideas. So I would have thought that it's more traditional sort of flowers for Mother's Day that you tend to...
It is, yeah.
Is it hyacinth season?
Oh, yeah, hyacinth. Oh, sorry, they give me a headache. They smell.
Yes, yeah. They have got a very distinctive smell.
They have, haven't they?
Not a nice one, necessarily.
I personally don't like the smell. They give me a headache if I've got them in the shop and they're very open. I go home with a headache. But very pretty, but they stink.
They do. They're probably better for outside.
I think so, yeah, definitely, definitely.
So then you move on to weddings. So
yes.
Let's assume I'm getting married.
Right. Oh, how about a blessing? You and Kelvin could have a wedding blessing.
Oh, whatever.
Hang on a minute.
Yes, right, let's start planning.
How would you know where to start with what flowers I might like?
Okay, well, how we work is we like to actually meet all of our brides sort of face-to-face. So we do offer a free, no-obligation consultation, which we can either do in the shop or we can come out to somebody's home to do that. And the first thing we always ask is whether you've actually got your dress sorted, because your style of dress will very much have a bearing on the style of bouquet.
Ah, right, okay.
If you've got a very, very detailed dress with lots of lace and bits, obviously you want...
Twiddly bits.
Yep. You need a plainer, less fussy bouquet.
Okay.
If you've got a lot of detail on the dress, you might prefer to have an arm sheaf style bouquet rather than something sort of in front of you that detracts from the dress. So for me, it's the day really is about the dress and everything needs to come from that. And your flowers need to complement your dress and not take over. So that's the first thing we will always say, have you got your dress? To start the process from there, we would then obviously ask about your reception venue, any colour theme or any style. If you've got a theme with your wedding, festival themes are quite popular at the moment, and then you've kind of got the rustic country themes which are quite popular, but then you've also got the very sort of staid classic styles. So, you know, it's all we do this all by sort of conversation and having a chat.
Yes.
And see if the bride's actually got any ideas herself or thoughts or favourite flowers that we can try and incorporate for her.
So what if I want just wildflowers? Could you accommodate that?
You could. The only thing is with wildflowers, obviously once they are cut, they are not going to last terribly long.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that's something we would discuss in the consultation, again, time of year. And if we are talking sort of May through to August, when hopefully we've got the hot weather, we would make suggestions for flowers that are going to last for you.
Right.
So we could still give you the wild look, but not necessarily using the wild flowers that aren't going to hold up to the day for you.
But that's what you need an experienced florist for, though, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
It's to things advise. Like,
yeah, people wouldn't necessarily think that. Well, and Pinterest is wonderful up to a point, but we do have that brides coming in with Pinterest pictures,
right,
but don't know the practicalities
you
of that picture.
You can't do that.
No.
Okay.
Actually, we can do that, but it's going to cost you £4,000.
Or it's not going to last all day for you. Yeah. So, yeah.
Now, that what was amazing me about flowers at weddings is generally the gentleman have a buttonhole type flower of some sort.
Yeah.
And that seems to last quite well because it's just a very short stem and it's stuck in a lapel.
Yes.
I'm always amazed how well those last.
Secret trade.
I knew there'd be a secret.
Yeah. I can't tell you.
No, I wouldn't suggest you to offer out your secrets. But
what you don't know is that he's got a bucket full of water in his pocket and a straw.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought it was a squirty flower. Because flowers are traditionally for both, the bride has a bouquet or a bunch of flowers of some sort.
Yep.
But the gentlemen tend to have, or some of the gentlemen have, a buttonhole type
flower
arrangement thing going on. Plus,
and a corsage sometimes.
Yeah, corsages for ladies.
They sometimes, or more commonly these days, they decorate the venue as well, the church or the whatever it is.
Yeah, so we will do sort of ceremony flowers and then flowers for the reception.
Yeah.
So we will do as little or as much as any bride wants.
I have to say, share with you, the listener, I have seen Sue on a boat, decorating up a boat, halfway up the rigging, there's flowers all over the place. It wasn't the greatest of days either, was it, that? And because I had some other work to do on the same boat, and they said, oh, just hop over this... thing at the side of the boat. They didn't have any stairs or anything. Sorry, I can't do that. I'm way too old to get over that.
Then we had to do the little boat, didn't we? That the bride came.
Yes, you did.
The launch boat. And unfortunately, I'm not good. the boat was moored up, but it was quite rocky. I'm not good on boats, and my husband got on and decorated and got off and felt quite poorly.
Oh dear!
And that was it, moored up.
That's above and beyond, I think, that one.
Definitely.
So we shall take another track into the break, and we'll come back after the next break with a bit more about flowers. We'll talk about
funerals,
I think, if we can.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's a celebration rather than a sad thing necessarily.
Definitely,
but we'll talk about that. This is a local band, or was a local band, which we have actually met, Guido.
Oh, yes.
Very tall they were, weren't they?
All over 6 foot.
They were all over 6 foot, and also quite loud. But
yes.
Really, really good tunes. So that's... Guido, Rough and Tumble, taking us into the break. And we have Sue from Doris Pink's in, and we're talking flowers.
We are.
Now, we've done weddings.
We've done Valentine's Day and Mother's Day.
So,
how about funeral flowers? Because they're for a celebration, aren't they, of life?
They are, very much. That's how I look at it. It's the final gift that you can give your loved one. So it should be a celebration and something very, very personal. So again, we do offer a consultation. We will go out to somebody's home, particularly on occasions like that, when perhaps they don't face coming into town or whatever. Mm-hmm. We will go out and see people in their own home. And again, we will sit and discuss if the person that's passed away has got a favourite flower, favourite colour, or a hobby or something, and we can actually design something totally bespoke.
Yes, your designs are absolutely brilliant. Oh, I seem to recall you did a garden with a shed and everything in it.
Yes, yeah.
At one point.
Yeah, and the next one we did with a little greenhouse in. And just before Christmas, we actually did a Flying Scotsman steam train.
Wow.
Oh, right.
Which we were quite proud of. So, yeah, we're...
All made out of flowers.
All made out of flowers, yeah. So, you know, we do feel very privileged that, you know, to do these things as well. So, and if it just eases that pain or a little bit on the day and gives somebody a smile when they see that tribute, that's, for me, our job done, really.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would agree. I view a funeral, yes, it's a time of closure for the family, but it's also a time of celebration of someone's life.
Very much so.
We went to a funeral very recently for one of the presenters here, and that was very much what it was about, wasn't it?
Celebrating his life.
Celebration of his life, and he'd chosen the music. We won't go into what it was, but it was really quite moving, the music.
But he was only sort of early 40s,
yes, he died way too young, but I think it's important to observe the wish of the family. I mean, they may not want any flowers, some families
absolutely.
Don't, and that's fair enough. And now... So funerals, you do those ones that say mum and things like that?
Yeah, we do all the traditional mums and nans and dads. We do the sprays for the top of the coffin or the casket. We do actually decorate coffins as well. I know that sounds a bit strange.
Mm-hmm.
Not strange at all.
But we had a lady, her mum had passed away, and she wanted her mum surrounded by flowers.
Oh, right.
So we actually did a full garland around the actual casket, which was beautiful.
It just reinforces the idea that it's for the family. That it's really
it is,
for the family, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, these flowers, where do you get them from?
Well, obviously, we've got main suppliers, but really, they mainly come from Holland.
Mm-hmm.
Flowers are grown all over the world. There are quite a few grown in Ecuador.
Really?
A few of the roses and greenery is Ecuador-based. But, yeah, mainly Holland. But during the summer, we do try to use island growers as much as possible.
Okay, yes.
I think that's very important. Unfortunately, obviously, we haven't got the weather as for the sustainability. But wherever possible, we do try and use locally grown flowers
where
we can.
Yeah. But this is how you get flowers that were effectively for this country out of season.
Yes, yeah.
So the ones from Holland, you may not know this, are they grown in glass houses?
Yeah, big, huge greenhouses. Yeah. So.
And they come by road mostly, I would imagine.
Flight and road.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
There are actually aeroplanes that fly flowers.
Yes, there is.
Wow,
yes.
I find that amazing. Yeah. Anyway. I believe Ecuador must come by plane, because otherwise yeah. there'd be no use at all. So
no.
Yeah.
So
there's some that's grown on the Channel Islands as well, aren't there?
Yes, there's a lot of freesias are grown in the Channel Islands.
I love freesias.
Yeah, I do. Yes. Yeah.
Maggie's favourite flower. Make a note of that.
I will. Right. Okay. When you're in trouble next time, Calvin. The hugest bunch of
tomorrow then.
let's talk about that. We now know the flowers. How about the oh gosh, I'm terribly sorry flowers?
Oh, we love those, gentlemen. They come
are they
in
always
the shop.
Gentlemen? Let's be honest about it. Or is it always gentlemen?
Yes, I'm okay. Sorry. It is always men that do wrong. Us girls never do anything
no.
wrong.
Of course not.
We
no.
never have to apologise and send flowers for anything. So, yeah, no, it is very much a male-dominated thing. Okay. And it's lovely. They do come in the shop or give us a ring, and depending on the depth of trouble they're in as to how much they wish to spend. you know, sometimes they are very open and honest and do tell us what they've done wrong. Other times we guess.
Oh, so right,
we
okay.
have, yes, we do have very yeah, vivid
have an
imaginations.
A shop sweepstake of what it is they might have done wrong.
I couldn't possibly say, but
would she do that?
But yeah, the last gentleman was lovely. He said, "All I was honest with my wife. Mm-hmm. She asked if I looked frumpy in an outfit, and I told her yes." Because she always told me to be honest with her.
I
kind of felt a bit sorry for him on that one, because really, you know, he sent a bunch of flowers, but really, he was being truthful, which is what she wanted.
That's
so.
Fine. Okay, so, but there are people, that I'll hold up the defence, there are men who buy flowers just because.
There are, and they're lovely, yeah, there are, definitely.
And also you can do things, I've seen, like with vegetables.
Yes.
And a beer bouquet, I know you can do.
Yeah, we do beer bouquets. And we also, for Valentine's Day, we do a little container. So with your flowers, you can actually have a little bottle of Prosecco, strawberries and chocolate.
Ooh.
So it's a little, an extra little gift
right.
that we can send with the flowers. So,
okay.
Yes, we do that.
Excellent
as well.
Stuff. So You do flowers for all occasions. What's the oddest occasion you've done the flowers for, if you could think of...
Oddest?
Gosh. I mean, we've done weddings, funerals, births, presumably you do them for
yes,
christenings
yeah.
and things like that. But is there sort of unusual thing you've done? I know you did a special one for somebody who visited the island.
Yes.
Go
yes,
on, tell us. You might as well blow your own trumpet.
I feel awful. I don't want to sound big-headed, but I am very proud of this one. When the Queen visited, I think it was about 5-6 years ago now, visited Cowes, we had the honour of doing 2 bouquets for her. So yeah. that was lovely.
Now, I know you may not be able to say some of this stuff, but are they strict in how it should be, the bouquets for
yes,
the royalty?
Yeah. Yeah, very much so.
So you're told what it is you have to do?
Up to a point, you know, you're not allowed to put certain things in flowers, for argument's sake, diamantes or things like that. You're not allowed to put certain things in the bouquets.
Mm-hmm. No glitter.
No, unfortunately.
No glitter.
I think she'd love it. I think the Queen would have loved it.
She probably would have done, but she's probably not allowed because it's not protocol.
No.
But anyway, see, by royal appointment.
If only I could.
So, yeah, you can't do that, can you?
You have
to actually do it. I can't remember what the criteria is, but it's quite strict.
It's still not bad.
It's not bad. You actually did royalty.
Yeah, well done.
And
yeah.
then I've done a buttonhole for Prince Edward. And I've done flowers for his wife, so I've been very lucky.
Good for you.
Well, excellent. Thank you very much for coming in, Sue.
Thank you for
really,
having
really
me.
Really interesting. We now know where flowers come from, what we can do with them, what we shouldn't do with them.
and why people buy them.
And I think we'll have you back in, if you get time, during the wedding season, though you're very busy in the next few weeks. And also, just as a little personal thing, you also appear on stage, don't you?
Oh, yes, for my sins, yes. I do like to do a bit of acting with the Apollo Theatre. Yes,
bit of a thespian.
Yes, that's good. Nice little theatre, that. I'm sure you provide the flowers for some of those occasions as well.
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
yes,
I have a feeling
yeah.
you might somehow. Thank you very much, Sue, from Doris Pink's.
Thank you.
If you wonder where Doris Pink's is...
Top of the High Street.
It's Carisbrook end of the High Street. And
opposite Phil's Diner.
Opposite Phil's Diner,
more or less.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
But we do cover the whole of the island.
You do. All island coverage.
You see 7 days
pink
a week. Glittery van going around?
Yeah.
Used to be a bicycle shop, didn't it?
It did.
So, Doris Pink's Florist, thanks very much for coming in, Sue. Don't go in there and call her Doris, because it's not a name.
Oh, yeah, but I do answer it to you,
Sue.
Yeah.
This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.